The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
As expected, on Saturday, South Carolina's Republican Party Executive Committee decided to cancel the 2020 presidential preference primary in support of re-election of President Donald Trump. Of course, we also learned yesterday that former governor, former Congressman Mark Sanford says that he is, in fact, going to challenge Donald Trump in the contest next year. Many of you commenting on that on the Big Rock text line, 877-235-9405. George from Anderson says, who is footing the finances for Cry for Me Argentina? Ed and Pickens, hey Joey, if the Republican Party has lost its way, truly lost its way, you can rest assured it was not lost on the Appalachian Trail. And Philip has a new contest idea, Tommy. He wants us to have a contest to guess Trump's nickname for Sanford. He's thinking it might be Hiking Mark.
I don't know. This could get very interesting.
Could be. Nate Loyp, chairman of the Greenville County Republican Party, joining us for a few minutes on the guest line. So, Nate, of course, we talked on a Friday, I believe it was, and you kind of thought that the vote was going to go the way it did on Saturday. Here's what I don't quite understand, though. Maybe you can help me out. And next hour, Drew McKissick is going to be joining us as well. If a delegate from South Carolina goes to Charlotte next year, and they want to cast a vote for Mark Sanford, how does that work?
Each convention writes its own rules regarding their delegates being bound or unbound. Last convention, the delegates passed a rule that we're all bound according to who won the state. Drew's going to be the expert on that, so I'll defer to whatever Drew says. But more than likely, the delegates will technically not be bound. I believe we will just elect pro-Trump delegates for all of our 50.
Okay. And when does that happen? When will y'all actually elect the delegates?
There's two different processes for the election of the delegates. Each congressional district gets to elect three. And then there are, I believe, three automatic, which Drew would be one, and our two national executive committee. And then I believe there's 23 that get elected at the state level, at the state convention. This will all happen next spring.
Okay. And those will be, it'll come from, so let's see, I've kind of lost my train of thought here as far, do you guys reorganize next spring?
We just had our reorganization.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And then we will have district conventions.
Okay.
Each congressional district. Greenville and Spartanburg comprise the fourth congressional district. So we'll get together sometime in April or May, I believe. I believe it's April. And we will elect our three delegates to the national convention from Greenville, Spartanburg. And I had the privilege of being one in 2016. I hope to be one again.
Yeah.
And I'm going to commit to Trump already. I believe we'll see across the state the same thing happening.
Nate Loyp, chairman of the Greenville County Republican Party. Yeah, you spent some time with me in Cleveland on my afternoon show at the time, and we'll be just up the road in Charlotte in 2020. Hey, Nate, appreciate you calling in. Have a great Monday.
You too, Joey.
Always good to talk with you. Nate Loyp, chairman of the Greenville County Republican Party, and of course, Drew McKissick will be joining us next hour too. I want to find out. I want to get a clear answer to that question on, if a delegate wants to cast his vote for Mark Sanford, can he or she do that?
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.